Obedience. Submission to another's authority. What constitutes obedience? God instituted spiritual and physical laws and created all things. He sent His Son to reconcile the world to Himself. Jesus said, "Finished." Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. The Holy Spirit was sent. We are now sons of God. He sent us to be witnesses of Him. He said we were to do greater works than He did. He told us to love one another, to pray for one another, to edify one another, to freely give as we had freely received. Obedience to all of Christ's commands is real obedience. It is typical of people to latch on to a good act that is easy or natural to them and let the exercise of that act suffice for obedience. The problem with this approach is that it invariably proceeds from self-effort. It also leaves the most important acts undone. The challenge for the church since the first century has been to operate in full obedience to our Lord. The reason for this being such a challenge is that we cannot be obedient by our own willingness and ability. It requires a transformed mind and the power of the Holy Spirit. The transformed mind is the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. So we are truly obedient when we submit ourselves as a living sacrifice to Christ, for Him to live through us. With this understanding, there is no guilt for not being fully obedient. Rather, there is an urging for us to move closer toward our Lord in relationship so that He becomes our life. Remember, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Our obedience, though it may have some benefits to others and give us a warm, fuzzy feeling, is also filthy rags. Only when Christ manifests through us is there real obedience. It is His righteousness imputed to us that qualifies us before the Father. It is His obedience working through us that yields eternal results. You see, it is all about Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, going back to His commands to us, they are not to be kept through legalism or through self-effort. They must be kept by Christ Himself manifesting through us. When that is the case, there is love, joy, peace, and power evident. If you are not as obedient as you would like to be, the solution as it is for all of our needs is to draw closer in relationship with Jesus. When Christ manifests Himself in a person's life, there will be obedience, just as there is salvation, just as there is healing, just as there are all the fruit of the Spirit.